some way to finish a game.
Oh. Aye, it was. We knew we were into the last minute and a half, or last 45 seconds actually, we had got word for the linesman, so might run the ball into the corner, don't do anything at all with it, will you know? What's it do? Left foot, wrong foot, right over the goalie's head, brilliant, delighted for him. Brilliant, superb.
I'm assuming shoot wasn't going through your mind when he got the ball.
To be fair, Dave said it to Aaron to shoot. I'm thinking to Dave, don't shoot. And any great decision for Aaron as well to give it into the middle of the pitch, because he's probably thinking, no, just keep it and see the game out, because at that point the game's done and Peterhead's still in your mind and you're going, oh no. Because a game that I thought were really dominant the night, thought were excellent. Some of the football we played again, and I sound like a broken record and coming out and moaning and their team scoring more goals than us, and that's football, I know that, but some of the football that was played on show tonight for that Dunfermline team was brilliant. You've seen it. Now maybe I'm just a bit excited and I'll watch a game back, probably tonight, because I enjoyed it that much, but some of the stuff was inches away. Whitey's one where he cuts inside, the move for that, the goal for Whiting's goal, Chris Mockery again, like, I don't need to keep going on about them, but defensively, it was a big one tonight, because that looked like a completely different animal to the Peterhead one. It just looked like we weren't going to concede, and they could have played all night and done all different types of things. Where against Peterhead, it was a bit edgy, but Dennis and the goal for the back three, Sam Fisher, excellent again, although he should have scored the hat trick. but no, just looked delighted again for the boys.
He didn't even look like conceding a chance, never mind conceding a goal, I thought.
No, it's funny, you know, because when you're standing on the side and it is the Peterhead thing in your memory for a couple of weeks ago, and I'm thinking a lot of going, Dave's saying, hey, it's going to be the longest 8 minutes ever. Then you go in and he shows me the stats, and I think they had two shots. Don't know if they were on target, but I think it was two shots. So you actually think, when you're standing here, you think you're under pressure, but that's just your natural instinct to think that something's going to go wrong, because, again, we had worked hard. Now, there's games when you come off it and you look at the Falkirk one, for example, where I could come out and say a point's a fair result. So I think on the basis of what I say, I'm normally quite unbiased in terms of what I say about the team. I think if my team's poor, then I'll say it, but I think if they're good, I'll say they were really good, and tonight they were excellent.
Is that relief, the celebration on the bench at the end?
For us?
Yeah.
Because
you were saying like... Your head's going through your mind.
That wasn't a relief. I don't think that's the best goal I've ever managed. I can imagine if I was on the park, I'd have been running about daft. So, you've got football's got this. We've had so many setbacks in football, not just this football club, but probably every player in there. I've had so many setbacks. You don't get many good times in football. That's just the way the game is. It always finds a way of kicking you and hurting you. It always finds a way of knocking you down when you just think you're doing all right, like Peterhead, and you think we've scraped it and blah blah blah, all that stuff. So when you get moments like that, if you don't celebrate them, then you're as well as sitting in the house, and that's what I'd have done. So my wife and my three kids are in Spain at the minute, and I know they were watching it on Pars TV, were streaming it, weren't they? Before I say something illegal, they were watching it on Pars TV, and they'd have been jumping up and down as much as I was. So that goal, that's one of the goals I wish we could recreate, because it was good fun.
We're talking obviously about that goal, and we're having a bit of a laugh about it, but it's important not to forget Matty's role in your first goal as well, which I think was a brilliant goal as well.
I think that summed us up when we were at our best tonight. We got after them quick, we moved it quick, and then all of a sudden it was a chance. And we'd done that in set plays. We were excellent for set plays. I thought again, we weren't excellent, but we were really poor. Excellent deliveries, folly but poor finishes, because we should have had two or three goals, Sam Fisher alone. But again, as I say, he was excellent in what he'd done. But we'll get that right, we'll keep working on it. You know how much I'm big on that, and over the course of the season they'll play a massive part in how successful we'll be or we won't be. But the first goal was excellent. Matty goes after the ball, and there's no many people now can press the way he can press. He wins it back, it goes, and I'm thinking slip it to Mockery. So I just see him come through the middle. I don't know who drives it. Was it Matty? Mm-hmm. Aye, Matty drives it, and the pass is on to slip to Mockery. I'm thinking he's in the centre of the goal, and then he opens his body, slides it to Whitey, and that's the Whitey I know. He just calm finish, bang, and it's delighted for him. It's another goal for him, but all-round performance, and I thought, we're starting to see it, he's physical again, he was playing up top tonight, he had a partner running about him, and then he was dropping, they were causing us a wee bit of bother, they were playing near number 10, so Whitey was then dropping into a hole. It sounds daft because their 10 was at the other end, but then was helping overload with Joe. I'm rambling on like him, but anyway, but his second goal would have been a wonder goal, and that would have been vintage Whiting for the player I can remember, but you know what I'm excited about? I'm seeing that now, that's coming back, I'm seeing it in training, and I was right behind it, and I'm looking at that and thinking that's right, that's in. As soon as he checked inside, that's game done 2-0, and it's inches, and that's his sharpness coming back. Like, and when he's sharp, then tell you what, we've got one of the best players in not just this league, but the league above, and that's the truth. He's by far one of the best. When Craig Whiting's fit and at it, he's one of the best players in the Championship, because I've been in it long enough, and he's a Premier League player. So, but it's our job to do that, to get him up to that, and as a team, he deserves all the credit. And I don't know, I think I'm asking and answering main questions here. Fire away.
Is Lewis McCann okay?
No.
What actually happened, James? I just saw him being helped away. What
happened? Yeah, it's a hamstring injury. It's a bad one for, you know what, I'm gutted for him. He's in there, he's devastated. But the one thing I'll guarantee, and I can safely say about this football club, because I've only been here 3 or 4 months, but the way they've looked after injured players or players that have been ill or anything, that we'll go to the best people at the medical team, we'll assess them tomorrow, we'll get it scanned and whatever needs done. Hopefully it's nothing and it's just a rehab job, but we'll certainly see the best person that we can find that could get a look at that hamstring, because the club are magnificent in that, and they deserve huge credit for that, because I'll be honest with you, there's not enough clubs in Scotland do that, and that's talking for experience.
Yeah,